But why would Jacob Zuma even want to return to active politics? Dr. Levi Ndau, political analyst, joins me now. I've mentioned all these things. He's an octogenarian. He enjoys a presidential pension and the perks that come with it. Why would he want to return to parliament as a ordinary MP that gets considerably less than a presidential pension? What is Jacob Zuma's game plan here, Levi? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to the listeners at home. Thank you for having me.
What do you read in Jacob Zuma's insistence that he wants to return to representative politics in the National Assembly?
We can only speculate. And I'll tell you why we have to speculate is because even though Jacob Zuma has openly come out that he's going to be supporting the MK party and is the face of the MK party, is going to be on the list, many things are not very clear. But firstly, you would recall that in the recent times, after the ANC has taken a decision not to support its leaders or its members who are implicated in wrongdoing when they appear in court, Jacob Zuma has appeared to be very lonely, and he wouldn't be having any people to support him. And I think the launching of the MK party would be to resuscitate or revive the people so that when he appears in court, because he still has to appear in court, he should be having a lot of people that are supporting him, not only for support, maybe, and maybe to intimidate the justice system. So that everybody else should feel that he's not lonely, and there are people that are actually supporting him. Two, it could be that he has not been very happy with the outcomes of the ANC two successive NASREC conferences, where the candidates that he supported could not make it, and there is a renewal project, and the ANC stance on corruption does frustrate him, and he does not want the ANC to succeed in its own project. Three, he could be wanting to still want to play a role or occupy a space in the regional politics of KwaZulu-Natal. He could have realized that with the passing on of former leader of the IFP, he could form another organization and get support and still become relevant in the politics of KwaZulu-Natal.
Yeah. So that's what I want to touch on. With the growth of the MK party, especially in KZN, where there is even some suggestion, if not the official opposition, could maybe even be a majority party in KZN, and that's why the ANC and the EFF is worried about the growth of the MK party. Lists are not cast in stone. He could very much be deployed by his party to KZN, and some speculation that if he is allowed to stand as a candidate in a legislature or the National Assembly, he would actually want to be KZN premier, because that could then bolster himself as some sort of regional leadership, particularly with his Zulu identity. Levi, your thoughts?
Indeed. And if you look at this theme that the MK party has, it is a party that is predominantly in KwaZulu-Natal. Even though there is a small influence in some parts of the country, former President Zuma has tried to arrange activities outside KwaZulu-Natal which were not very much successful. And I think the focus will be to go to KwaZulu-Natal. But also, there could be other factors, you know, Lester, which would be that he would love to leave his children with something. And that is why the discussions around the leadership of the MK party, it's always not very open. And we should not be surprised if we see one of his children emerging in one, either in the National Assembly or in KwaZulu-Natal, because the possibility is very high that one of his children should actually be the beneficiary of the formation of the MK party.
We can't also discount that KZN, particularly Durban eThekwini, is a economic center of this country, along with Joburg. The economic corridor is the lifeblood of our economy in this country. The N3 between Durban Port and Johannesburg. What about entrenching himself as a political leader? There's plenty to gain by being in control of an economic hub in this country. And if you say there are issues of legacy, issues of leaving material legacies behind, I can't look beyond the fact that if Jacob Zuma does want to return to politics in KZN to benefit of the economic patterns that we see coming, particularly from Durban Port and the infrastructure around it, Levi?
You started by saying that former President Jacob Zuma is still receiving benefits from the state as a person. And that is why one would speculate that it is no longer only about him. He is aware that if he's at the center, the fore of this political party, the possibilities that he could build a legacy or leave a legacy for some people. And of course, Jacob Zuma would also love to ensure that his own children become the beneficiaries of all this. He is aware that he's old. He's also aware that he might not be able to catch up with many things that are happening. But the little period of time available at his disposal, he might use it to ensure that he benefits quickly as a person and also at the same time leave something for his children.
At the moment, it's all left up to speculation. Dr. Levi Ndau, political analyst. I'd like your thoughts, Lester, because he has bad intentions. It's fairly obvious at this point in his career he cannot be trusted.